Now, Donald Trump's visit to the United Kingdom. Is it on? Is it off? Well, it wasn't mentioned in the Queen's speech. Donald Trump sort of talked about the fact that he's on his way. But not today, he hasn't. Let's talk to Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Evening to you, Simon.
Good evening, Ian.
He's a strange old fish, isn't he, Donald Trump? Because, you know, there was this there was this sort of talk that he's not going to go if people don't want him to go, but I don't think he specifically said that himself. And then he said, yeah, it's definitely on, and now we don't really know. Any news on that side of the pond?
Both sides say it's definitely on, but work with me here, Ian. If I say to you, Ian Collins, would you like to go out for dinner with me? What do you say?
Well, every time, Simon, of course.
Of course, absolutely.
A great dining partner, very entertaining.
So we agree that we're both going to go out for dinner,
yeah.
But we actually never set a date for the dinner. So anytime people say to us, Simon and Ian, you don't appear to be going out for dinner. What happened to your dinner date? We can both say, no, we are going out for dinner. We just haven't got round to setting a date for it. That is the situation in which Donald Trump and Theresa May and the Queen now find themselves. According to both Downing Street and the White House, the invitation has been extended by the Queen for a state visit to be made to Britain by Donald Trump. Donald Trump has, with great enthusiasm, accepted the invitation that was extended, of course, when Theresa May was here and became the first foreign political leader to cross the threshold into Donald Trump's White House shortly after his inauguration. But they just haven't got around to figuring out when this state visit is going to happen. That, they say, is the reason for the Queen not today in the Queen's speech announcing the date for the visit, because there is no date for the visit, and it would seem that it's highly unlikely that a date is going to be agreed for the visit anytime soon. However, if you ask them if the state visit is still happening, they both absolutely insist that it is on and it is definitely just simply a matter of scheduling. It's obviously about a lot more than that. It's very apparent that Donald Trump's decision to wage rhetorical war on Sadiq Khan in the immediate aftermath of the London Bridge attacks did the whole cause of the state visit absolutely no good whatsoever. And political realities in the UK as well, after the election, have also made it very difficult for Theresa May to risk the visit to the United Kingdom by a very controversial president of the United States. So this thing is not going to happen anytime soon, but ask both sides if it's still on, and they, with a straight face, tell you that the answer is yes.
Do you think Trump really wants this? Because there is a bit of kudos in visiting Blighty with all its pomp and ceremony and shaking hands with the Queen, and of course he's Scottish ancestry gives him a sort of an in on all of that, but most state leaders quite like coming over here because we lay it on rather well, red carpets and ermine and all that goes with it. There's a lot of kudos attached to a state visit, so for Trump,
absolutely.
I would imagine that would play right into his vanity.
I think there's no question about it. I think that from an American perspective, the government here would argue that it underscores the nature of the special relationship that transcends any temporary political differences that crop up between London and Washington, D.C. And we know that Donald Trump, you know, in his own personal residences all over the country, surrounds himself with sort of Versailles-style furnishings. And so the idea of rattling through the streets of London and heading towards Buckingham Palace in that gilded stagecoach, you would think definitely appeals to his personality and perhaps to the personality of some of those people in his immediate familial vicinity. So I think highly likely that he really wants this state visit to go ahead. I'm deeply sceptical about Downing Street's claim that it was Donald Trump's idea to tell Theresa May in a telephone call that he didn't want to come until public support for the visit had built in Britain. That seems very uncharacteristic for Donald Trump to acknowledge any sense of weakness in terms of his public appeal. I think it's far more likely that that story, which was planted in the Guardian newspaper a few days ago, I think that was designed by Number 10 to send a message to the White House that, you know, this thing just is not going to happen in the foreseeable future, because politically it's simply impossible for Theresa May to risk anything at this point, much less the kind of security nightmare and the protests that would undoubtedly accompany a visit to London by the president.
Yeah, she needs that like she needs another election, doesn't she? So, listen, Simon, thank you, sir. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. So it'll happen at some point, but not yet.